one halacha in Hilchot Shabbat. The question that the Shulchan Aruch thus discusses is taking a towel on Shabbat and heating the towel, a dry towel, and putting it on one's stomach, either to heat himself up or to alleviate some pain. According to the halacha, there's absolutely no problem with that. Heating a towel, there's no isur, it's not wet, so it's not like you're cooking any water. You're not bathing yourself since it's dry. All you're doing is heating a towel and putting it on your stomach. That's not even considered in the halakha a problem of refuah. It's not considered even, you know, considered doing medicine on Shabbat, because even healthy people, they want to warm themselves up, they'll put a, you know, hot towel on themselves. The bigger question is to put a bottle, let's say, that's opened, but it has hot water in it. And you want to place that bottle on your body in order to alleviate some pain. The problem with that, Shulchan Aruch says, is twofold. Number one, on Shabbat, it's a problem that we're worried that the water that's heated might fall on the person's body. And if it falls on the person's body, so then it's a problem of that he's bathing himself on Shabbat in this hot water. The other problem, which is a bigger problem, which applies to the whole week, is the issue of sakana. That, you know, you burn yourself. So therefore, the halakha does not recommend this practice whatsoever. But according to this, Chacham Ben Sion writes, and the Mishnah Berura, that if it's a water bottle that's sealed, and therefore there really is no concern that the water can spill out, so you will not have a problem. And that's where Chacham Ben Sion comes out, the Ma'aseh, that it's permissible on Shabbat to fill a water bottle, let's say from an urn that was heated from before Shabbat. You could fill the water bottle up. It's not a problem of hatmana either. Hatmana only applies to the vessel that the food was cooked in. This, you're transferring it to the water bottle, so it's not considered insulating. It's not considered a fu'ah, as we mentioned, because even healthy people do this to warm up. And Chaim Avadya writes, we only make the gezerah of refu'ah to a case where you might come to grind spices, the herbs to make the medicine. Well, in a water bottle, there's no option of grinding spices to warm your stomach up. So therefore, there's no gezerah of shrikat samamanim, only where it might lead to it. In a water bottle, for the fu'ah, would not lead to it. For that, for those reasons, both Chacham Ben Sion and Chacham Avadya hold, l'chatechila, it is mutar to fill the water bottle on Shabbat from water that was heated from before Shabbat, seal it, of course, and then place it on one's body in order to alleviate the pain and, or to heat himself up. Although the Mishnah Berura was strict on this, only Bishat HaDahag, as I mentioned, these poskim are matirid l'chatechila. It should be pointed out that it seems that Maran is not concerned about the reason of refuah at all, being that he brought this halakha in siman shin chavav, which is a siman that clearly talks about rechitza. So therefore, from Maran's standpoint, it could be there's no refuah issue here at all. So therefore, as we said, there's a lot of room in Maran's opinion to be lenient, to use a water bottle on Shabbat for eating purposes.